8:11 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Friday, and we are happy to have in the studio at Connect FM on this Friday morning, State Representative Mike Arminini, because it is time today to go around PA's 75th. Representative Arminini, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, Dad. It's great to be here, and what a great addition of the Pledge of Allegiance. Those kids did an excellent job, and
they did.
What a great way to start your morning hearing that.
It really is. It's just been wonderful here on the Connect FM morning connection to have in the 7 o'clock hour, we start with our national anthem, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, we have our Pledge of Allegiance, and always led by a group of young ones from one of our area schools. So
very nice.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Well, Representative Arminini, here we are. We're ready to head into November, and we're supposed to have a state budget in effect and functioning well and appropriately for all of our citizens of this great Commonwealth by the end of June. And here if I had spoken with you there at the end of June and said, you know, it's going to be 4 months and we're still not going to have a budget, what would your thoughts have been at that point?
Well, Dan, I knew it was going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
But I did not think it would, go into this time frame of, 4 months. It's a shame, and it's disheartening for the people of Pennsylvania that they have to be faced with this, because what we really have is there's sometimes you have to put politics aside.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are a few who can't.
Yeah.
And that puts us in this situation. And here we are going into November without a budget. I just got back from Harrisburg this past week. There would have been two opportunities for the House-controlled Democrats to bring forth not full-game solutions, but at least partials, pieces to the puzzle that would have brought the money to the school districts, to the agencies who are calling my office, and I'm talking with them, and I know their concern, and it's my concern too.
Sure.
Because this is where you have to sometimes put your political agenda aside.
Mm-hmm.
And again, some people just can't seem to do that in Harrisburg and in Washington. And it should never be at the heart and purse strings of the people who are needing these fundings and so forth. So we'll see. Word on the street is when we go back November 17th, we're getting close. But in my opinion, it comes down to failure in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean starting from the top. Governor Shapiro, he's the leader. And he's really not putting too much effort or force, mainly with House Democrats, to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back, back to February when the governor gives his address on the budget. And, he comes out in February with like 51.5 billion, close to that number, budget that he wants to enact. And, the first problem we have there is, Governor, you're spending over $4 billion of what the Commonwealth is bringing in. We're only bringing in about $47 billion in revenue.
Yeah.
So we're starting at a deficit there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all keep hearing of the rainy day fund, the rainy day fund. There is a rainy day fund, and it's probably it's getting smaller, to whereas with this budget that the governor proposed would have cleared out the rainy day fund in 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you have to remember everything that he was adding into his budget was reoccurring.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a one-time spend. It was putting into everyday operations of the Commonwealth. So in 3 years, where are we going to come up with $4 billion extra dollars?
Right.
We do not have the revenue coming in, and we probably could do 3 shows on this whole scenario.
Sure.
But we don't have the revenue to support that. So that means two things. In 3 or 4 years, we're going in imposing huge, huge taxes, probably near close to $2,000 per Pennsylvania resident, or cutting programs drastically.
Mm.
That's not a way to move forward.
No.
So With that in place, then it goes back and forth and so forth. And it really stalled to whereas we weren't able to get anything negotiated to a more sensible number. Senator Martin, he came out with a Senate Bill 160. And basically what that was, and that was around, I think that came out in August. Mm-hmm. What that was, it, that would have flat funded the budget at $47 billion. And then we would continue to negotiate on what we can add.
Okay.
Now, if that bill would have been passed, that passed, of course, through the Senate, and it actually passed through the House Appropriations Committee. That's a good sign when, you know, that it's getting passed. So what that would have done is that would have eliminated all the heartaches and problems and frustrations and stress mm-hmm. that is caused now by not having nothing.
Yeah. It'd be similar to like a continuing resolution on the federal side.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, unfortunately, the House leadership on the Democrat side, you know, they did not chose to run that on the floor. Hmm. What they did was back in September, they came back and, excuse me, on October 8th, that was, they came back and they said, we're going to revise SB 160, and we're going to make that budget $50.2
billion. Oh.
So, of course, that budget passed the House by one, you know, by one vote. You know, it was strict
party lines.
Party lines. Yep. And, you know, so then that goes back to the House. And again, okay, you brought it down some, but we're still $3 billion over what we can afford.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could have been avoided, but, you know, they wanted to keep doing the blame. You know, my opinion, the blame sits on Governor Shapiro and House Democrat leadership. They are basically, quote, driving the bus here, because you got to remember, out of all us legislators in the House and the Senate, when it comes to negotiating, you're down to about seven people, mm-hmm. the governor and, you know, leadership from both things. So, you know, I understand when people say, get this budget done. Trust me, if I was in the room, I was trying to put a little bit of common sense and business sense, which Senate Republicans are trying to do. But, you know, for some reason, they just want to spend. And the problem that they had is, okay, if we're going to spend this extra money, how are we going to create new revenue?
Yeah.
And the only thing that they could come up with is the legalization of marijuana and the taxing on skill games. Now, which is nowhere near between those both going to be put in, bring in $3 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. And God only knows the problems, like other states who have legalized marijuana. It's not the cash cow that they write down on paper. So it's very disheartening because we're in this situation because of bad policies going back to the Wolf administration in energy.
Yes.
We've not had, no new electrification plants have been built in Pennsylvania since 2019. The first one since 2019 will be the one that is going on right now in Homer City.
Right.
They have basically killed energy in Pennsylvania, and companies have been they've walked very gently because they never know when the rug is going to be taken out from them. Mm-hmm. You know, bills that have come through from the Democratic side have gone too far as, you know, where the pads are for the natural gas, the new restrictions that they would put on would kill about 90% of all natural gas production in Pennsylvania. You can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others would be, you know, bills that would come in that say any new housing construction can only be electric, no natural gas in that. You know, it's just wrong. And people are starting to wise up. You know, I'm sure everyone's heard, even Bill Gates, who was the extreme environmentalist, is now saying, you know what? Yeah, you went down the rabbit hole and you heard a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that the Al Gore group, way back then, nothing has come to tuition. So we've really got to get ourselves moving again. And we have lost so many business opportunities due to our regulations and the time it takes to do permitting and so forth. The Wolf administration has put Pennsylvania in this situation. And then also the Shapiro administration, following in those footsteps, have really done nothing. You know, you'll hear the governor, toot his horn about, oh, well, this new energy of $80 billion and so forth. There are states that are getting close to $1 trillion in new development. We should be getting that. With all the natural gas that is under our feet, we can be housing these data centers with not even touching the grid. We should be building new electric generating facilities. I was just in Harrisburg this last week. We had a energy committee with members of the House from New Jersey, Delaware, and Virginia. And their states are in a total shock because of their failure of so much going to this green energy. It's putting them in very bad situations. Maryland actually gets about 40% of their electric power from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So, again, there's a lot of things behind this budget on why can't move forward with it, because we have missed out on so many other opportunities due to their bad policies. Yeah. So we will see when we go back. Supposedly, we're getting close to a number, and we need some common sense. And then we have to realize that we need to get Pennsylvania moving again, and it can't be down the road that they choose.
Well, you sure locked in on, I think, what is necessary. It's that common sense. But Representative Armanini, we sure do appreciate that. That was a great explanation of what is actually going on with the budget stalemate. And hopefully, when we talk next, which will probably be in early December sometime, we're going to be on a pretty good course for the future. Let's hope so, that that plays
hopefully
out.
Hopefully that it can be the beginning, of the start. We are seeing some different views of energy and, how we have to attract business and industry from the other side. We really have to take advantage of this. If we miss out on this opportunity, it is going to set back Pennsylvania financially so bad.
Yeah.
Because people are just, the companies are just saying, we're not going there. It's just too hard to enable ourselves to be in business when you move to Pennsylvania with everything that they throw at them.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to trust and hope for a brighter future as we move forward. And speaking of moving forward here, we just have a couple of minutes to go, but we want to talk about the fact that the Du Bois community in Sandy Township are going to be consolidating officially in early January. And right around the corner next week is going to be the election for Du Bois City Council, as well as some very other important races. So I wanted to get your comments quickly, if I could, Representative Armanini, about the upcoming election. Now, we need to note this is an off year. You are not running a campaign, so we can get your comments on this without any issue. But talk a little bit about the Du Bois Sandy consolidation, especially in reference to, you represent Elk County as well. And about 30 years ago, it was St. Mary's and Benzinger Township that consolidated, and that's been very successful.
Yes, it has. And, like anything, at first, change is difficult.
It's hard. Yeah.
But you have to realize that once you can get over that hurdle, things can really work well and you can prosper. St. Mary's has done very well with their consolidation. It enables them to be able to set up for additional grant funding and so forth. This is historical times for the city of Du Bois and Sandy Township. And I truly believe that once it is in place and we get moving, we are going to see how beneficial this is. And, let's not think of all, the negative things that people say are negative. Mm-hmm. Let's wait until we start making the soup and we put in all the ingredients right. to see how it's going to come out. You know, it's probably going to taste very good. So, you know, I really believe from, you know, from what I've been, you know, reading on and so forth, when this consolidation takes place, it really will put Du Bois in a different level for funding and for opportunities throughout the state. Because, you know, that's another thing in the state. We've got a lot of little municipalities that are struggling tremendously.
Sure.
So, you know, the state's looking for consolidation. That's a key, you know. So the more, you know, cities and townships and boroughs that can, you know, come together and work as one, it's going to benefit the area moving on to the future. And in all honesty, we always got to be looking to the future, because without the future of growth, we decline. So yeah. We can't have that. So, you know, please, you know, everyone, exercise your right to vote. There's a great pool of candidates out there, you know, that, you know, I truly believe will work hard to do the best for the area. And, you know, hopefully that will come true, and it's going to be exciting here come January.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course we have a very important judge race, mm-hmm. Retention of judges, yes, no. You know, I'm a big no on retention of those judges, because, you know, those are the judges who implemented all of the lockdowns and
just 5 years ago.
And yeah, you know, of COVID, you know, they're actually the judges that, you know, let Bill Cosby walk free. Mm. You know, that's mm-hmm. just another side note. But, you know, making changes during when we went into the mail-in ballots and, you know, what was in law and was agreed to, and then say, oh, no, you don't have to do that way. It's time for them to go. I really think that is hurting Pennsylvania. So hopefully that will come to fruition again, that we can not retain them, and we can, get judges in there who are truly non-political. Yeah. And we could go on, you know, some of, you know, the one guy from Philadelphia, what is it, his brother-in-law or something, big racketeer, he's in prison, and, sure. You know, all this stuff. It's like, we don't need that. Right. We don't need that kind of people, you know, making our laws in Pennsylvania. So,
well, it would be fun. It would be fun to go on, but yes. we are out of time. But State Representative Armin Enny, it's always a great pleasure to have you here updating us on what's going on statewide and also right here in our backyard in the 75th District. And busy night and weekend here coming up. We've got trick-or-treating, of course, and yes. all the Halloween activities and some District 9 playoff football.
We do. And you know, hopefully tonight after trick-or-treating's done, I want to head over to Mansell Stadium and
catch the Du Bois game,
and you know, it'd be nice to see the Beavers get a nice win.
Yeah.
And of course tomorrow we have St. Mary's playing Brockway here again,
also in Du Bois.
And I wish the teams both. That's a hard one for me to pick yep. because you know my St. Mary's team.
You've got to be the politician, right? In this right. One, right.
You know, I mean, I wish they weren't playing each other, because you know, of course. They're two great teams coached yeah. by, you know, two very good coaches, and just as Du Bois too, you know, great coaching staff, and they've all done very well. I wish everyone the best, and I hope to get out there. It'll be fun watching football in football weather tonight.
State Representative Mike Armin Enny, thank you so much, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Dan.